The stress man's calculations go to the actual designers of the parts, and they must make them as strong as the stress man says they need to be. One or two samples are always tested to prove that they are as strong as the designer intended. Each separate part is tested, then a whole assembly, for example, a complete wing, and finally, the whole airplane. When a new type of airplane is being produced, normally only one of the first three built will actually be flown. Two will be destroyed on the ground in structural tests. The third one will be tested in the air.